David Lyles has been quilting ever since he was a little boy, back before he even knew what quilting was.
My mother was a sewer, and I used to get her little pieces that dropped off from what she was sewing, and I was putting them together. I didn't know that I was quilting then.
As he grew older, Lyles' love for quilting didn't stop, even when he found himself sick and experiencing homelessness. When he first moved to Chapel Hill more than 5 years ago, Lyles stayed at the IFC shelter on Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard for a year and a half. During that time, he started a club to teach community members how to make quilts for others experiencing homelessness. Lyles said he would gather scraps that people donated to the shelter, cut them up to make his own designs, and teach others how to put it all together.
And what it was the thing to get people together, to start noticing each other, and to help each other out.
While Lyles is no longer experiencing homelessness, he has continued teaching quilting classes to, in his words, give back to the community that has blessed him so greatly. His quilting circle is called Quilting Made Easy.
Because the way I live now, if I was selfish, I could go home and just sit down and do nothing. But I love people, and I love to help people out. And to me, it's to put a beautiful quilt in a person's hand. It's just adding beauty and life to a lot of things that would be normally be forgotten about.
Lyles said the quilting circle makes the neighborhood stronger by creating a safe space for people to check in with each other. He said not only is quilting a great way to ease frustrations and calm the mind, but also a great way to give back. But these days, giving back is a little harder than it used to be. Recently, Lyles' arthritis has impaired his ability to do the work he loves. Because all of his quilting and stitching is done by hand, he said the pain has put his current projects on hold.
It used to didn't take no time, but now since arthritis is in the joints and stuff, I'm not able to push the needle and pull on the fabric like I used to.
Over the course of the pandemic, Lyles said he started more than 200 quilts that are still waiting to be finished.
200 started. It's just the tops. Because it's three layers to a quilt. It's the beautiful top that you put together, and then the batting, and then the lining. And then you have to sew and stitch pretty designs into all three layers to make them stay together.
However, with a little technological help, Lyles hopes to get these quilts to neighbors in need soon. In late October, he created a GoFundMe page to help buy a long-arm quilting machine. He said this machine sews all three layers of the quilt together for you. And since starting the page, Lyles said the Chapel Hill community has helped him exceed his $4,000 fundraising goal, which not only warms his heart, but will soon warm the hearts of others.
It's a beautiful thing. And then when you finish with it, it gives you hope for tomorrow. It's just a way to just live. That's all I want to do is help people live and be happy.
For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Elle Karras.